Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey there, Kelly K.
Hey there.
No carrot talk this morning. We're professionals. Okay. We're moving forward. We've left that in our wake.
You figured it out.
No, I mean, I figured it out yesterday, but if you're thinking that we're turning the 6 o'clock segment into a carrot produce talk segment or produce, yes, I'm just here to say no. It was just unique to yesterday.
You were in the moment.
I was in the moment.
And you took us with you.
Yeah, yeah. So,
got it.
So yeah, we're done with that. We're moving forward. Today is always a little bit loose because it's Friday and, you know, we just have that kind of...
We stopped caring?
Stopped caring attitude. I mean, that's kind of harsh, but it's... oddly accurate.
A little.
But Florida makes the show several times, so that's kind of fun. Set of the bar stories. It's you laugh, you lose. I have a one. You can't even call it a streak. I just got the win last week. But you still hold the overall lead. So
That makes me feel better. It gives me some comfort.
Gives you comfort knowing that you still got you can still give one and still be okay.
Okay.
Facebook Fight Theater, there's Family Secrets.
How confident are you in your jokes? How confident?
I got a couple that I think are at least 7 out of 10.
Really?
I mean, I'm never going to... Maybe in the lifespan of this bit, I've only had a 9 out of 10 maybe once.
What was your 9 out of 10? Do you remember?
It was probably Rub-A-Dub Doug.
Yeah.
Was one of my faves.
I'd agree.
Yeah. But
that played.
Yeah. So I'm going to say I maybe have 1 7 out of 10. The rest are probably 5s and 4s.
Okay. So I have kind of like a story joke.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Okay. If you can hold my attention.
That one.
Okay. If you can hold my attention that long.
Yeah. Well.
You know, I'm notorious for just reading subject lines.
You're usually the one that has those.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. And I'm taking kind of a cue out of your playbook a little.
Okay. All right. I'm excited.
Wow. It's going to be great.
Okay. Yeah, we'll stream that live on Facebook again at 99.7DJX. So if you enjoy watching us and then throwing your own shade and jokes at us, almost heckling us during the bit.
Yeah, that's been happening a lot.
I know, we've been getting heckled. That's kind of funny. It's almost as if we're stand-up comedians and you know, we both have a little bit of history with that.
You
more so than me, but man, I mean, that's a new element to this bit that we didn't anticipate when we started it.
It's like a live suggestion box.
Yeah, right.
It's fun.
Appreciate all of you. And your feel goods. We do those every single hour. So we'll kick that off coming up here next here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay, what do you got?
Some firefighters in Louisiana ended up mowing a woman's lawn while she was in the hospital. So she was mowing her front yard when she kind of passed out.
Ooh.
Firefighters came, transported her to the local hospital. But the firefighters even stayed with her kids until a friend was able to come over, and then they came back to finish mowing her lawn. They noticed it was really tall, and they wanted to help her out. She's now out of the hospital. She had like 4 bags of saline, she says. She was dehydrated, very thankful for what they did. It was kind of dark when she got back home, so she didn't notice it until like the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a really sweet thing. Another example of firefighters going above and beyond the call of duty.
Yeah, I love these stories about, you know, you've seen them from police officers, firefighters, even EMS people who, you know, will go back to the place, especially if someone's mid tending to their yard and just finish the job for them. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, big shout out to the guy that mows our lawn, Adam. He's a firefighter, so we love having him, and he does such a great job, and they're just great people. So we'll tweet out that story. You want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Cool. Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I mean, we should probably get to a Florida story, right?
I mean, it's early, but yes.
Several Florida stories. We'll just hit you with a few, okay?
Let's just stay in Florida. Sunshine State.
Yeah, we'll do that and get to your setting the bar story coming up here before 7 o'clock.
DJ X.
Danny. Yeah.
You guys need to look up on Google. It's pretty funny. Do Florida Man and do your birthday, like the month, day, and year, and it'll give you a story.
Yeah, Dan, I feel like we did that before.
We've done that before. Yeah, we have.
It is kind of fun.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
There's probably new stories in circulation.
Hang on a second. What's yours? October 12th?
Yeah.
Okay. Florida Man, October 12th. Oh, all right. Florida man arrested after taking drugs before working as a middle school teacher, blacks out in Burger King bathroom.
That's great.
Wow.
Okay, I'm doing yours.
That went aggressive.
Man, September 5th.
All right.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Florida man caught with nearly 200 illegal lobsters.
Oh, well, that sounds fun.
A man is facing charges after a traffic stop led to the discovery of nearly 200 illegally harvested lobsters.
Man, what a dinner that's going to be. I just want them from my buddies, that's all.
Monroe County deputies say 25-year-old Jordy Escalante Carrillo of Marathon was pulled over because his license was unreadable.
Okay, first of all, if you are harvesting 200 illegal lobsters, probably better make sure that your car's up to date with all its registration. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Inside his vehicle, they found the lobsters, many of which were undersized.
Uh-huh.
The harvesting limit in Monroe County is 6 per person.
Oh, 6 per person. So 200 is just a slight over that limit there.
Who knew there were such rules on the lobster population?
Well, maybe he didn't.
Did he go out there and fish them himself? How did he harvest them?
Per day. Carrillo said he speared the lobster by himself all night. He was taken to jail.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
He did it all himself?
Dang.
All right.
That's a lot of work.
Maybe that's a setting the bar. Don't do that.
Maybe.
This is the Florida Man birthday challenge, which we've done, where you put Florida Man and then your date of birth in Google and see what it spits out. Yours? Florida man arrested after doing drugs and before middle school and then blacking out in Burger King bathroom. Okay.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Yours is way more happy fun, if we could say that.
Happy fun. Smuggling 200 really lobsters. Fun,
yeah.
Okay. Starting to get some text messages, which, wow.
It's always good to circle back to this every now and then because, yeah. You know, new stories get in the circulation.
Right. Text from a listener. Did the Florida Man birthday challenge. Bullet sticks in Florida Man's...
Oh, no.
The technical word is testicle after wife shot him.
Ah, ow.
Okay, all right.
Ow.
Wow, that got
ow.
Aggressive. Yeah,
ow.
Let's not do that.
Do that at your own risk, the Google challenge.
Right.
The Florida Man birthday
right.
Google challenge. Do it at your own risk.
You don't necessarily know what you're going to get there.
Great. That's
good challenge.
All right.
Yeah.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, on the way, a little setting the bar story. We do this every single day for you just to set the bar very low for your day, okay?
That was a ton of them right there.
Was it not? Quick hitting setting the bar stories. We just continue with that, all right?
All right.
Leading into the weekend, we need to have plenty of examples of what not to do.
Keep on with the theme. I like it.
All right. So that is on the way here in just a few minutes. Setting the bar. This is a segment on our show dedicated to highlighting people who are not doing life right so you know what not to do.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trapping yourself in your own handcuffs when you're a police officer, you're doing okay. I feel like we need this sort of music. So this happened in Britain, right? There was a police officer that needed to be rescued by local firefighters after getting his hand stuck in a pair of his own handcuffs.
Oh my gosh.
So the fire crew tweeted, they were sent to release the officer from the restraints, saying they had used pedal cutters to release. And so then the police officer admitted on Twitter, well, that wasn't a good start to the day. Thanks to the fire department for cutting me out of some broken cuffs. I would have laughed too. So apparently, he walked himself to the fire station to get the assistance, and he said, if I put a smile on a single face during these difficult times, my job is done.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Nowhere in this story does it say how he did this. But apparently, he was messing around with his handcuffs and accidentally got handcuffed himself.
Oopsie daisies.
So he had to go to the fire department to be like, hey, can you get me out? I swear I'm a police officer.
Like, you have jaws of life.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, yeah, buddy, sure, you're a police officer. I bet you're a stripper, just dressed as a police officer. No, really, I'm a police officer. These aren't pink, fuzzy handcuffs. These are real handcuffs.
Yeah, we got it, police boy. Do a little dance for us.
Right. We got a pole right here you can swing around on, earn your money. So anyways, yeah, setting the bar. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trapping yourself in your own set of handcuffs, when you're the police officer, you're doing okay.
Okay, good note.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody had a good laugh about it. So this is kind of one of those setting the bar. So not too bad. Kelly K, what you got?
Speaking of school, two first grade teachers in Florida decided to turn social distancing into something playful when they turned students' desks into mini Jeeps.
Oh, I saw this picture.
Dividers. Did you see this?
Yeah.
It's so cute. So not only are they functional as a safety tool, but then they function as cars' windshields and windows. So these two teachers were kind of inspired to change up their classroom settings a little bit when a colleague showed them a similar design on Instagram from a teacher in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So the school paid for the plexiglass trifolds, and the teachers paid for all the decorations from their own pockets. It took about 7 days to put them all together, and they're all going to come back to school and find them on August 26th and be probably very surprised. They look adorable.
That's cool.
Like, this is a really fun way to make social distancing a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know a lot of our school, like our classrooms, some of them had like tables where four would sit at a table. Mm-hmm. Now they can't do that anymore. They all have to have these separate desks. And this is such a cool way to make them whimsical.
I like that. Teachers
are... the story. You can see the pictures and get inspired maybe.
Yeah. Cool.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
I love that. I love that idea. All right. Feel good at Ben and Kelly Show. We do it every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, I'm about to say a name that maybe you haven't heard said or uttered in close to a decade.
Okay.
His name is Jason Alexander.
Wait a second. Is that Britney's first husband of 55 hours?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Confused with the guy from Seinfeld.
Right. Different. No. Different Jason Alexander. This is the guy who married Britney Spears for about a day and a half and then got it annulled and then divorced. And now I'm saying his name because he wants to see that happen again. He's trying to slide back into her life.
Are you kidding me?
No.
He's like, hey, ex-wife.
Yeah, so...
let's take another go-around.
Yeah, so...
this thing called love.
At a hashtag Free Britney protest this week. You know, you've seen the hashtag pop up Free Britney because of her conservatorship. And she's trying to get out of having her dad being her sole conservator for her a fortune.
Yeah, now apparently she doesn't want to end the whole thing completely. Right. She just wants her dad kind of removed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She just wants to have the state have a conservator or someone else other than her dad be the conservatorship. So anyways, you see the Free Britney hashtag going around. So there was a little bit of a protest that was happening or whatever. And so people were like, hey, hang on a second. Is that Jason Alexander? You're here?
Get out.
And so, he attended this past week, and he was been showing her support. So then they're like asking him, they're like, hey, what, why are you here? And he's like, I'd like to give the relationship another try. And, if they, meaning like the public, would give us an honest chance, you know, and she really wanted that, I'd give it a shot.
She has a boyfriend. Right?
She does.
Okay.
But Jason...
But we're not counting him. We're not considering him.
Yeah. I mean, Jason's just saying, hey, Brittany, I'm still here. Oh, man.
Like, that's cute.
Like, I didn't know I didn't think 2020 was going to bring us a Britney Spears, Jason Alexander story. But here we are. I mean,
well,
I'm not.
If there ever was a year for that to happen, it's this.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right. So, anyways, coming up, it's Family Secrets. And this is just a little awkward.
I think I'm just going to have to let it go.
Yeah. What go? What are you wanting to let go? Why is this a family secret?
Why are you telling us?
Why are you telling us? That is coming up here in about 12 minutes. And here in about a half an hour, less than a half an hour, it is another battle of You Laugh, You Lose, where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. The first person who laughs loses. She holds the slight edge. I have the latest win. We'll see what goes down. Coming up in just a little bit on, you can get us on the stream, ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX, get our segments, get entire shows, and catch up on your Setting the Bar stories. I had one earlier featuring a police officer who accidentally handcuffed himself, had to go to the fire department to release him.
I would have loved to have seen that.
I know. Get to a text message real quick from a listener. I work for the LMPD. You'd be surprised at how commonly the handcuff thing comes up.
No.
Yeah, but most of our crew would die before going to the fire department for help. Yeah,
they're just trying to get a key from a fellow officer.
Or something,
anybody,
I don't know.
Can you help me out?
Yeah, yeah, or gnaw their arm off before they go to the fire department. So get to another text real quick from Tracy, who said, there's no radio station I'd rather listen to than you guys after a 12-hour shift at Sanders Ridge Health Center in Mount Washington. Thank you so much for keeping me awake by making me laugh for 30 minutes while I drive home. All right.
Oh, bless her heart. That's so awesome. Thank you.
That's awesome, Tracy. Appreciate that.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a real job right there.
Yeah. Much different than ours. We just turn on a mic and try to make each other laugh and hope that one other person maybe smiles like slightly.
It's a good thing we have a stupid sense of humor.
Yeah, something like that. You can get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or 502-571-9970 is our text line. Coming up here in just about 10 minutes, it's another round of You Laugh, You Lose, and we're going to go live on Facebook for that at 997DJX. So if you get the notification on your phone, just click watch, and then you can do what so many others have started to do when we have started broadcasting this live on Facebook, and that is heckle us.
Yeah, you know what? It's a fun little live suggestion box.
Right.
Which we enjoy. It's great. You can critique us as we go.
Yeah,
it's like the struggle as it goes down real time.
I came here for jokes. Thought you guys would be better. Yeah, well, listen. If you had to do this weekly, maybe you'd run into the same issues that we do. So
we promise jokes. We promise they were going to be good.
Yeah, we never promise they'll be good. Never. Never. So anyways, we'll go live on Facebook here in just a few at 997DJX. Coming up here next, it's Family Secrets.
I think I'm just going to have to let it go.
Yeah, this is a secret he's going to have to take to his grave.
Literally.
We'll explain coming up. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Every week, we open up our show to you to allow you to give us, you know, some sort of secret. Let a secret off your chest. Could be a little secret. Could be deep, dark secret. Any type of secret. Darren, go ahead.
I went to a funeral this past weekend, and it was like by the gravesite and everything, mm-hmm. like that's where they had the service, and I left, and I'm pretty sure that somehow I dropped my cell phone into the grave where they dropped the coffin. I
what
went back and tried to call and see if I could hear my phone
ringing,
but I think I'm just gonna have to let it go.
Yeah, you gotta leave that. You gotta
Take
that to your grave.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Hang on. So he's thinking that his phone fell into the grave before they sealed it up?
Yeah, no, he's not getting that. He's not getting that back.
No. I mean, that's like dropping your phone into the ocean. You don't go in after that. It's gone forever.
What if he has the ringer up and if he keeps getting calls? If people are paying
Oh my gosh,
specs.
I didn't even think of that.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
oh yeah. Wow. No. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you do.
There's no way you could hear that, right? Because it would be buried underground, right?
It depends on how loud you keep your ringer up.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Oh, what if it's like an inappropriate song or something that's his ringer?
It's like WAP.
There's so many possibilities of awkward.
It's like
I said certified free. 7 days
oh no.
It's Cardi.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's go back, not a ringtone. Oh no.
Like wow, grandma, there's is that Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, WAP coming from Grandma's grave?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing about this.
People are going to think it's haunted. It's weird.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
All right.
I feel like he's got to talk to somebody. I don't know.
You don't talk to anybody.
What if you, maybe you talk to the cemetery people?
Nope.
What happened?
That
honest mistake?
That secret is now between you, me, and God's ears.
And our two listeners?
And our two
coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up. That fanfare means it's only one thing, and one thing only. It's the start of You Laugh, You Lose, where Kelly and I sling.
It's the only place we can go after this, right?
Yeah, right. We've got to do some awkward laughing, right?
Bad jokes.
Oh, they are not good.
Oh.
Or they're
great. You said your best was a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I got one that's 7 out of 10. Here's my only problem.
Just one?
No. I forgot which one it was.
You can't really. Looking at your list now and you're still I like?
Can't really tell. Tell. We'll find out. Anyways.
Okay.
We're going to go live on Facebook with this at 997DJX. So if you get the notification, just click watch and you can have some fun too. Hokey dokey.
It's going to be great.
You laugh, you lose on the way. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I getting ready to sling our best dad jokes. It's a little you laugh, you lose.
You lose. Now, we are guaranteed to give you at least maybe a 4 out of 10 on the comedy scale, right?
You are giving us a lot of credit, Kelly. All right, Kelly and I are getting ready to sling our best dad jokes. We are gunning for the ultimate prize. That is the Supreme Victor Trophy.
She's so pretty.
Mwah.
I've missed her. Oh. Listen, don't get your germs all over her.
All right. Losers go first. Kelly K, best dad jokes. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Why was a book on anti-gravity so popular?
Why?
No one could put it down.
Oh, gravity. Makes sense.
Literally just got that?
I guess.
Benji, I need you to keep up with the jokes.
Okay. You laugh, you lose. What do you call a fish wearing a tie?
What do you call a fish wearing a tie?
So fish-ticated.
Yes. Solid.
Thank you.
Just told my suitcase there'll be no holiday this year. Now I'm dealing with emotional baggage.
Oh, yeah. Rough. You laugh, you lose. Hey, to the person that invented the number zero, thanks for nothing.
Literally.
You laugh, you lose. Thank you.
Hey, is a bearded vase maker a Harry Potter?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was good. That was good.
Right?
All right. Hey, Kelly, you know when I was a kid?
Uh-huh.
My mother told me I could be anyone I wanted to be.
Really?
Turns out, identity theft is a crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
You laugh, you lose.
Hey, when is a door not a door?
When?
When it's a jar.
Oh, another word for open. Got it.
Exactly.
All right. You know, the creator of autocorrect passed away.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Restaurant in peace.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
What?
A can't opener.
Ah, yes, can and can't. I like that. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
One is a one-ton animal, and the other is a little lighter.
Yeah. You're doing a little dance?
Yeah, I liked that myself. I liked it. I thought it was good.
Score yourself. What was that? Was that your 7 out of 10?
5 out of 10?
Okay.
I don't know. Right. Okay. You laugh, you lose. Hey,
I love playing chess at the park with old men.
You do?
Yep. The hard part's finding 32 of them.
Oh, that's a chess joke. Wow. Okay.
Right? I'm raising my sophistication level from a jokes.
Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What did 2 tell 3 when he saw 6 acting like an idiot?
What?
Don't mind him. He's just a product of our times.
Math jokes.
Yeah, math. You laugh, you lose.
How do you circumcise a whale?
How do you circumcise a whale?
Send down 4 skin divers.
Careful saying that too quickly.
That's why I held up 4 fingers. I held up.
Okay. That was good. You hanging in there? Okay.
Barely. How are you doing?
I'm okay. All right. You laugh, you
whale
lose.
Whale circumcision jokes just happened. How are you doing? Wellness check.
That's right. That's right. I thought you were going to drop a Moby Dick reference on us. That's what I thought.
Stayed away from that. That's too obvious.
Obvious. Yeah.
Sophistication.
More sophisticated
level
jokes. Right.
Up here.
Right. All right. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Walked into my bedroom today, tripped over my wife's bra.
Tragic.
Yeah. It was a booby trap.
It's kind of my kryptonite.
Boobs.
Yes.
Traps.
What is that?
Moby Dick jokes.
Go along with me on this one.
Okay.
Fred came home from university in tears. I have to kind of say this in my British accent. Mumsy.
Mumsy.
Am I adopted?
Am I adopted?
No, of course not, replied the mother. Why would you think such a thing?
Why?
Well, Fred showed her his genealogy DNA test results. No match for any of his relatives and strong matches for a family who lived on the other side of the city. Perturbed, the mother called her husband. Honey, Fred has done a DNA test and I don't know how to say this, but he may not be our son.
Oh.
Well, obviously, he replied. It was your idea in the first place. You remember the first night in the hospital when the baby did nothing but scream and cry and scream and cry on and on and you asked me to change him?
Uh-huh.
Picked a good one. So proud of Fred.
Was that your joke?
It's a baby snatching joke.
Oh.
Really? Switched out the baby at the hospital? That's the plot twist joke. I'm so proud of Fred. I'm so proud of Fred.
I'm still thinking about your whale joke. Hey, Kelly, why did the mermaid start wearing seashells?
Why did the mermaid start wearing seashells?
She grew out of her bee shells. That was dumb. I thought it was better on paper.
How do you circumcise a whale?
Oh my gosh.
I can't.
Did you just go back to your own joke?
I went back to...
Who lost there? I don't even know. I don't even know. That's funny. Oh,
judges,
shoot.
4 skin divers.
Yeah, Ripless Chrissy texts in and says, 4 skin divers, I am dead. All right. Yeah,
see?
Thank you. Thank you.
See?
Appreciate that.
That one takes everybody out.
I appreciate that.
Know what? I didn't really realize how good that one was until I did.
Until you were in the moment? Yeah.
Yes.
I get it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks,
there you
guys.
Go. Yeah. You're welcome. That is You laugh, you lose.
All right, show me the trophy.
Oh,
are you keeping it?
I think so. I think judges, I think that's me. Oh, Heath is all like, hey, it's a tie. Well, I don't know.
What? That could be the first ever tie.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, Tracy thinks I lost.
Yeah, anyways. All right. Thank you so much. You laugh, you lose. There.
Whale circumcision jokes.
Whale circumcision jokes gets me every time. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you missed anything from the show, you can always go back on our podcast at WDJX.com. Usually give us a few minutes after we do it and it's posted. WDJX.com. Click listen. You can hear the you laugh, you lose. Did we decide, is that a Kelly loss? Is it tied now?
I mean, I think Tracy is the person that called me out as the loser, but nobody else, I think, had any sort of opinion.
One way or the other. All right, so we'll let Tracy be the judge and jury on this. So it's now all tied up. Kelly, losing two in a row, so you're going to have to come back with some thunder next week, all right?
Listen, I need for you to keep up with my jokes. That will help.
Well, when you drone on...
I lost
on,
you on a couple.
You did. When you drone on for like 30 seconds.
Listen, the baby snatching story was funny. Shoot. You didn't see that coming, did you?
Oh, I didn't see it coming.
Did you?
All right, so yeah, WDJX.com. Click listen on that. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Kelly Kay.
So a duo in Milwaukee set up a community refrigerator to help feed those in need. So it's a fridge outside of a restaurant, and the owner is letting them use the restaurant's electricity free of charge. Hataya and Sarah came up with the idea. They set up the fridge and rely mostly on donations and local food markets to stock the fridge. It was placed in a neighborhood that is 40% below the poverty level, and it's already providing tons of help to those in need.
Wow. Great
idea. So this is the Milwaukee Community Fridge. It's just like yours at home, except anyone can walk up and get some food.
It nourishes the community.
Willie Ross is just one resident who stopped by on Wednesday to shop for some food.
You got a lot of people who, you know, are not in school right now, and, you know, and a lot of these kids are not being fed right.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible, selfless thing that's going on there. We'll tweet out the story so you can read more about it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Ed Sheeran there. And, you know, you gotta just sit back and think about Ed Sheeran, because I haven't for a hot second. And during that song, I was like thinking, you know what? He was living his best life. He was on tour. He had like the number one tour in 2019. He had a wife, a sneaky wife, Cherry, where no one knew he got married.
Sneaky wife, Cherry.
Right, right. No one knew he got married. He sneakily got married to her. And then right as everything started like stopping, all the live shows, everything started stopping, he ended his tour and he said, peace out. I'm going to take some time to get my wife pregnant and just go off the grid for a little bit. And so Ed Sheeran like bowed out, took a curtain call on his encore, bowed and just said, hey, you guys worry about the rest of the world. I'm going to just be over here doing my thing.
And so now this is your Ed Sheeran appreciation moment?
Yeah. And almost like, you know, here's the thing with Ed Sheeran. Like, I love, you know, he's come through the radio station when he was coming up, and he's always such a great guy. He's a genuinely great guy. And
he is delightful.
I want nothing but the best for him. But I wouldn't, and I say this with love, if he never makes another song again, I think I'm okay with that. Because he doesn't need to.
He doesn't, yeah. He can just hang out and be dad, because he's going to be a dad soon.
He can write some songs, toss them over, you know, to...
other people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Toss them over to other people.
He can afford to just work if he gets a wild hair.
Yeah.
And wants to put something out here and there. But yeah, he doesn't have to keep up with hardcore deadlines for the record label, all that stuff. No, I'm sure the record label's probably like, no, we want him
definitely
less money.
But we
support Ed's ability to not work.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm all for this, but anyways, this was our Ed Sheeran appreciation segment here on 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you saw this. Dax Shepard, did you see that story?
I did.
Like, that's...
You got an accident?
Yeah, a motorcycle accident out there in California.
That's
and,
scary.
Yeah, had to go into surgery. So, I guess broke his clavicle. Hey, Google that real quick. I have no idea where that is. Broke his clavicle in three places.
In your, like, shoulder.
Is that what that is?
Yes. My mom broke hers in her car accident.
Oh, you didn't even have to Google that. Look at you, knowledge.
Yeah, look. Yeah, it's medical knowledge right there. First-hand medical knowledge.
He had sustained four broken ribs as well. So,
ouch.
Broke his hand. He broke a couple months ago. So, yeah, Dax Shepherd.
So he needs surgery.
Yeah, for sure. So hopefully he recovers. But yeah, if you want to read more about that, we got to post it up at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, you know how, like, the name Karen has become synonymous with, like, hey, I need an to speak insult. To the manager. Yeah, it's kind of an insult now in the year 2020. Well, that's where our Facebook fight theater goes.
Oh, goodness. But there is an actual Karen involved.
Yes! Yes, there is.
Not a proverbial Karen. It's an actual
Karen. An actual one. So anyways, that is coming up with your Facebook Fight Theater. You can always get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can see the You Laugh, You Lose video is now living on Facebook at 997DJX.
So Derek commented, just had to clean coffee off my computer screen when you dropped the whale circumcision joke. And then Tim Seaman said, best part of my day. I like that, Tim. Which seems to follow whale circumcision quite well, doesn't it?
So Samantha texts in and says, nice play, Ben and Kelly. The whale joke. Long story short, my 9-year-old wants to know how I knew his daddy is circumcised.
Oh, my God. those dots. I didn't know those dots were going to get connected.
those got connected. Oh, it's awkward. Hey, how do you know that dad is that way? That is funny. Huh. Oh, wow.
All right.
Good
times. Educational.
You know, I said at the top of the show that Fridays are a little looser, and, you know, we've been kind of talking about circumcision here for a while now.
A little bit.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Okey-doke.
All right. Coming up next, it is Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You know, when you when something happens and you got to leave a review.
Well, yeah. You
for
know,
business.
Karen left a bad review and they did not appreciate it.
Yeah. And we'll find out why, though. We'll find out why. All right. Facebook Fight Theater coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJI. At Ben and Kelly Show. Great place to get a hold of us on Facebook. If you see, you know, maybe a thread on your news feed that's starting to get a little wild, you can screenshot it and you can send it to us. All Kelly and I do is just act out the people who are commenting on the thread.
Nay, we bring it to life.
Sorry, we bring it to life.
It's art, acting, theater. Highbrow, sophisticated theater.
So Karen, played by me, upset that a catering company she gave a bad review to, is now putting her on blast on Facebook by posting a photo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Bob chimes in, also me. And Glenn, who is Kelly, is dude voice, chime in kind of for support. Kinda.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
I gave a bad review to one company because they were extremely rude to me in person. And then they went ahead and shamed me on Facebook. They reported it as harassment. They are even sharing photos. Is there anything I can do about it?
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, that is kind of a problem. Sure, okay. I get that.
Well, photos are copyrighted. You might have something there.
Wow, what a surprise. They were rude to you in person and rude to you online. Did you really expect anything different?
I expected maybe a business owner would have some integrity and some concern for his customers.
Okay.
A growing number of businesses are now fighting back. How bad was the review?
Okay, so now we're going to figure out, like, what she actually said.
Okay.
Well, I admit I did get a little carried away. It was an emotional time for me.
A little carried away? What could that mean? Did you describe it as the worst experience of your life? The social equivalent of having fire ants funneled in your bunghole?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a review I'd be interested in looking
at. Yeah, that's harsh.
Go easy. Look, Karen, just write him back. Tell him you got carried away and make it good.
I'm not taking back the review. I just want those pictures down. My mom would have hated this.
Okay, why the mom?
Wait a minute. How's your mom involved?
It was her funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Still, how was she involved?
What?
Yeah, we catered in lunch. The caterer suddenly needed to be paid before they would serve the food. None of us had a check. I had to borrow money from the funeral home.
What asshats?
Right! I mean, they posted a picture of my very angry sister, Carol, with the caption, Karen enjoying a delicious lunch. And I'm like, I'm the Karen! And then my cousin told me what a Karen is. And now I'm all mad about that, too!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She's found out a Karen is an insult.
Right.
Oh, no.
Right.
You need to report them to Facebook.
I would, except when they reported me, my account was suspended. I'm in Facebook jail.
I mean, how is she posting if she's in Facebook jail?
I don't know.
Okay. Bob.
Hashtag justice for Karen. Hashtag Facebook jailbreak. Hashtag bring your own food next time.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Oh, there's so much.
There was so much. There was
Listen,
so much.
Karen, once the fire ants in the bunghole stand, she's not taking that back.
I mean, what an insult! That is something. Wow. That is something I'm keeping in my back pocket to use later. That was Facebook Fight Theater on 99.7 DJX. What I want you to do right now, real quick, is I want you to follow along. This is kind of an interactive segment that we're going to do here. I want you to follow along by texting us the word bro, B-R-O. Okay.
Okay.
Text us the word bro, and you can follow along in this fun little bromance boudoir beer story out of Kentucky.
Boudoir?
Yeah, if you will.
Okay.
From our friends over at DRB, a couple guys there in Hopkins County, Skyler and Aaron, they work together in the coal mines, right? They've been friends for years. So they were inspired to bring a little humor to social media, decided to contact their friend who happens to be a professional photographer, Cicely, and they did a boudoir photo shoot from DRB.
Skyler and Aaron Gilbert are coal miners. The two sported cutoff overalls and rocked a sock and Crocs combo. Nice.
Yeah, so they're doing a poolside shoot. They've got a case of Busch Light. They're in like overalls, Crocs with socks. They're wearing their trucker hats.
They drank lounging beer and horsed around in a pool. The photographer says they may or may not have left the session a little tipsy.
I mean, same. If you're on a photo shoot set and you're slamming Busch Lights, I mean, it's bound to happen, right?
For the photos. I mean, they were getting photographed slamming the beers, so you had to be authentic.
Yeah.
But she says everyone had a good time and their faces hurt from laughing so hard.
Yeah, so Skylar and Aaron, their post has been shared close to thousands of times, and you can see it on our Facebook page, at Ben and Kelly Show, or just, like I said, text us the word bro, B-R-O,
Listen,
and we'll send it to you.
Are either one of them married? Because if they're not, this is going to make an amazing presentation at the reception for their weddings. Like, hey, lady, this guy was their first love.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, you need to see these guys. Pretty funny. And they're having some fun right there out of Hopkins County there. Text us the word bro, and we'll send it to you.
Memories bring back memories.
99.7 DJX. Good morning. Hey there. We're Ben and Kelly. We do a radio show here in Louisville, Kentucky on 99.7 DJX. We also broadcast on the internet, WDGX.com. So, yeah, you can get our show, you can get podcasts, listen to us wherever you're traveling out of state. Take us with you. We want to go. We want to tag along.
I like traveling.
In your back seat. And virtually. Just tell you what you're doing wrong while driving.
We're not going to do that, we promise. We have people checking in from Chicago and Boston this morning.
I know, I like that. I like that. All right, feel good. Every single hour, we balance the everything else on our show with stories that put a smile on your face. We call them feel-good stories.
Yeah, so this former server who got a $1,000 tip back in 2017 is now kind of doing the same thing for other workers in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
Lexi Burke now has a pretty big following on TikTok, and she and her husband have made it a mission to help others. So they recently gave out $1,000 to a young man playing violin outside a Target that had a sign that read, "Need to help my mom with rent. God bless."
Oh, my gosh.
So video footage of that went viral, and a few days later, more than $45,000 flooded into her Venmo account for people wanting to participate in what they were doing.
Oh, wow.
So this money's continued to pour in. It's allowed them to keep handing out big tips to hardworking people in their community. Another clip showed them inside Dairy Queen. She told three employees they were each getting tipped $1,000 to split, or they were getting $1,000 to split between them. And then they posted more compilation videos. She's raised $80,000 to date. And now they are promising to start handing out $2,500 tips.
Holy cow!
In the future, $2,000. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll tweet out the story so you can follow along, see the videos at Ben and Kelly Show.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, we give you feel good stories. We give you those feel good stories so we can deliver Florida stories to you.
The yin and the yang.
Yes. So Florida making the show coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJX. Florida makes the show just about every single day. Today, no difference. It's a little setting the bar, and it includes Kelly's boyfriend. And you're like, Kelly has a boyfriend? She's married. Oh, yes, she does.
I do. His name is Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, it involves Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
All right. If you can manage to make it through the day without leading police on a high-speed chase, then blaming it on Ryan Reynolds and The Rock, you're doing it okay.
Oh, wow. How did they cause that guy to make such a bad life choice?
Well, not a guy, a girl, 38-year-old Florida woman. Yep, she's a lawyer, too.
Wow. Seriously? What?
Yeah.
Did she pay attention in law school?
Here's the thing. She had a little too many pot gummy worms.
Hot gummy worms?
That was her downfall.
I was today years old when I realized that was a treat in the world.
Kelly, you can ingest it just about any way you want. But
well,
she chose pot gummy worms, and she indulged a little too much, led police on a 90-mile-an-hour high-speed chase in her Lexus.
Holy cow.
They finally pulled her over, got her in cuffs, right? Because, you know, you don't do that, right?
Right.
That's when she started dropping some names.
Okay.
According to the report, Rena was shouting obscenities and began to name off actors such as Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Owen Wilson, and your boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds.
Wow. Now listen, I don't partake in
pot gummy worms?
Gummies. Yes. Okay, no, all right. I don't. Otherwise, sure. That could, and I don't drive that fast. Otherwise, that might be
that
a story.
That could be you?
Me. That's yeah. Means driving a Lexus.
So hang on
she
a second.
She loves Ryan Reynolds.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, if you were to say get pulled over for a traffic violation, as they're putting you in cuffs, because why wouldn't they? You're going to start shouting the names of The Rock, Owen Wilson, and Ryan Reynolds to save you.
I'm just saying, if I wasn't a law-abiding citizen, that could be my alter ego. I don't know.
If you're going to take me down, you're going to need to take Owen Wilson, Ryan Reynolds, and The Rock with me.
Listen, I'm going to need you to call those guys. Their fault.
So yeah, Florida, making the show.
I don't know if she's going to be a lawyer much longer.
Probably not.
These kinds of instances tend to follow them in their careers.
Yeah, you're going to forever be known as the Ryan Reynolds Rock Pot Gummy Worm Girl.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Yeah, on 99.7 DJ, Kelly, I need to tell you about my drama-filled mound.
your drama-filled mound?
Yeah.
What happened? What is that?
So yesterday, we're all hanging out on the patio, right? And mm-hmm. my two of my daughters are like, hey, Dad, you're going to need to check something out. And I'm like, okay. What? And so they describe this. They're like, there's something in the yard. There's flies around it. We don't know what it is.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Usually when flies are surrounding something, it's not a good thing.
No, no, not at all. And so I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
You gotta pull up your dad pants and go investigate.
Yeah. So I go to the shed. I grab the shovel. I'm like, all right, whatever it is, that shovel will take care of it.
OMG.
So, you know, I'm walking over to the area and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to see there. I'm thinking, okay, maybe my cat killed a bird or a mole or something like that, because
some sort of recently departed critter.
Something. Yeah. Because like we have an outdoor cat, Guinness, and she has been known to be a unapologetic killer.
Yeah.
Like she will literally murder animals in our backyard and for sport. Yeah, and for sport, not care one iota about it. And I'm like, stop it with the birds! I'm like, why don't you go after the mole that's tearing up our backyard? Why don't you do that, you stupid
she
cat?
Focus her killing instincts.
I know. Instead, she's like, hey, I just send them warnings. Don't come around here, okay?
Tell your friends
that it's not safe around here, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, okay, Guinness has got some other animal, and I'm going to have to bury it, and I'm going to, you know, and do some sort of, like, ceremony. So I'm walking over and I can already see there's a mound. So I'm like, man, is it like it's in a garden. It's in our like a flower bed. So there's mulch that's like mounded up. And I'm like, oh, so like.
Okay. So it's covered.
Yeah. So it almost looks like it's a covered mound of something. And there are flies all over. And I'm like, oh God, what is this? You know,
oh boy.
What am I going to come up on? And so I'm walking over there with the shovel. And I'm starting to like smell. I'm starting to like prepare myself. I'm like, am I going to smell that smell, you know, and so I'm like, okay. And I've got
either poo or death or both.
Yeah. Something. Right. Exactly. And so I'm walking over and I've got my daughter kind of like my youngest daughter kind of creeping behind me. Like she's like looking over my shoulder, like, whoa, what's it going to be? So I'm like, okay, well, so the first thing I do with the shovel, you know, if you come across a mound, there are flies. What are you going to do with the shovel?
You poke.
I didn't poke.
You didn't poke?
I smacked.
Oh, wow.
I just went.
You went straight to smacking?
I went flap, flap. I gave it a couple.
Do a little gentle nudge? No, aggressive.
Yeah, I gave it a couple flaps, you know, just to make sure if there was anything that might have been alive that was no longer alive, I was just going to put it out of its misery, you know?
What if there was just a little kitten hiding? Did you ever think of that?
Under a mound of mulch?
I don't know.
No.
I'm just saying, gentle nudge first before you swack.
No. So I gave it a couple swift flacks, you know? A little flack, flack. And the flies dispersed, but they came back. And I was like, oh, all right. So then, yes.
Did it move?
No, it did not. Then I used your method, and I poked. I did a little poke.
Oh, then you poked.
Okay. Yeah, just to see if there was any movement back, right? And there wasn't.
Well, after the wax, I don't think there's going to be.
No, there wasn't. So you're right.
Poke, then you whack.
No. Poke, then whack. They're like, hang on a second. What are they talking about? Yeah. Okay. First you poke, then you whack. Got it. Got it. Sorry. We got to end it there. That's the out right there. First you poke, then you whack.
We have to know what it is.
Sure. Okay. Fine. Basically, the cat had been using the restroom there for a long time and had put a mound up there. So
it was a pile of poo.
Yeah, I ended up reburying that in an area of the yard that it should have been. And that's the whole lead up to that. But yeah, I think the moral of this story is if you come across a mound in your yard, first you poke, then you whack.
Then you whack.
that's where we are with this.
Life lessons.
Yeah, life lessons from the Ben and Kelly Show. First you poke, then you whack. 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. Or you can always text us, 502-571-9970. Ribless Chrissy, listener, texts in and says, y'all are killing me. Poking, whacking, And what's that sound effect? Quack, quack. Yeah, we were.
Well, we have to try to paint a picture with our words.
Yeah, we were dishing out a little life lessons there. You know, when you're investigating a mysterious mound in your yard, you got to poke then whack, not whack then poke. Which
you
I
whacked
did
first.
Yeah, I did.
And then poked.
I gave it the little whack whack, and then I poked after I whacked.
Thank goodness it wasn't a critter. It was just a big, gigantic pile of poo.
Jeez. Whacking and flacking and poking and whacking. Yeah.
It's a lot.
All right. Life lessons here on the Ben and Kelly Show. Florida makes the show just about every single day because weird, random things happen in that state. So if you can
it's
manage.
It's magical.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, trying to cash your winning lottery ticket. Wait, that's good, right?
Well, yeah, I'm good. So far, I'm on board with this.
Okay. And without trying to cash your winning lottery ticket at the store you stole it from, then you're doing okay.
Oh, that's the bad part.
That's the bad part right there. Yeah, to Florida we go, where Herbert Herbert ran off after grabbing 13 scratch-off lottery tickets from a convenience store there in Clearwater. So
that's not good. We're supposed to pay for those.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. He scratched them off and he realized, oh, I got a $30 winner here. I'm going to go ahead and cash that in. So a few hours later, he saunters high on his horse back to the same convenience store he had robbed just a few hours earlier.
Oh, man.
Guess what?
They keep track of that stuff?
They recognized him.
Oh, wow, look at there.
Yeah, so they did the old 911 dial while he was in the store trying to redeem his $30 winning scratch-off ticket.
I'm guessing he didn't get his 30 bucks.
Didn't get his 30 bucks, but he did get a free ride to jail, so there you go.
Oh, look at that. Well, at least he got a freebie.
There you go. Ah, so yeah.
Good note.
Yeah, Florida never fails, right?
Yeah, they're pretty consistent.
They are. All right, so there you go. Florida making the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to cash your winning $30 lottery ticket at the same store you stole it from hours earlier, you're doing okay.
He's being loyal. He's being loyal.
He is brand loyal, that is for sure. Florida making the show. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You miss anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Got a bunch of different segments there. You can hear entire shows, all that, at WDJX.com.
So there's also some trending stories up on the website that we didn't even really mention. Just a couple of quick hits. Ben Affleck is putting on the Batman suit again.
Okay.
And so is Michael Keaton. Together.
Get... Hey.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
Uh-huh. Hey. The new Flash movie.
Oh.
Yeah, so you gotta read about that.
There could be more than one Batman? I don't even get that.
I don't know how, but you need to see the picture of that happening. It's up on the website. And then, The Masked Singer,
uh-huh,
season 4, uh-huh, is gonna add an audience voting element.
Oh.
They're gonna pick some super fans to be in a virtual audience that can vote.
Well, look
and
at that.
That's going to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at that there.
Look at that. A couple quick hits there in the trending world.
All right. at WDJX.com, you can get it all right there. Juice WRLD. Whoa. Marshmallow. If you're looking for a quick gig, Bud Light offering up their services, $60,000 a year for their chief meme officer.
How fun is that title? Like, can you imagine getting business cards saying I'm a chief meme officer for Bud Light?
This is kind of interesting because they are looking for someone who can create memes for them. And as part of the application process, they give you kind of meme templates.
And well, yeah, see, this is all around their hard seltzer. They said we made a great tasting hard seltzer, but honestly, the memes are terrible. So they're looking to rectify that. And they're going to pony up $5,000 a month. It's an actual job with an actual salary.
I mean... That is pretty cool.
And I have to think probably free product, right? There's got to be a perk like that attached to that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to promise that, but I'm guessing.
I mean, I'm thinking if you're a Bud Light employee, you probably get discounts, right?
I would think at the very least.
So, yeah, if you think you can, that's a way that you can make memes and actually make money.
Yes, so if you're funny, you got to be funny.
Yeah.
That's going to be one of the key criteria they're looking for, funny.
I feel like you could do that from anywhere, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to go to, like, Bud Light headquarters, wherever that is, in St. Louis,
nope,
maybe. So, anyways.
So apply. We got all the info up at WDJX.com.
Good deal. All right. If you missed anything from the show or from the week, you want to catch up from the week, I realize you're probably not listening the same you were maybe last year at this time. But yeah, WDGX.com, click listen, and you can get entire shows. You can get the segments you like, all that stuff up there. The trophy stays in my hand for one more week with You Laugh, You Lose.
Just logistically speaking. I mean, because it's in the studio and I'm not there right now.
Yes, so, logistically speaking.
I'll let you keep it.
It will stay with me, right, for sure. All right, other than that, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.